Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banco Pan's conference call to discuss the third quarter of 2019 results. This event is also being broadcasted simultaneously on the internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.bancopan.com.br/IR and MZIQ platform, with the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star 0 to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subjected to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Inácio Caminha, Investor Relations Superintendent, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Inácio Caminha, you may begin your conference.
Thank you. Good morning to everyone. Welcome to our earnings call for the 3Q19. We had another good quarter with important results, so let's begin with the highlights on slide 3. On September, we concluded our follow-on of 1 billion of reais, half of it primary and half of it secondary sold by Caixa Pá. And the primary stake will strengthen our capital structure to foster credit growth. We posted a net income of 134 million reais in this quarter, representing a full 14% increase over last quarter and 174% increase in 12 months. This generated an ROE of 11.9% and an adjusted ROE of 23.7%, improving significantly in 12 months, and this is the best way to evaluate the bank's performance. We originated a monthly average of 1.8 billion reais in credits in this quarter, 10% higher than last quarter and 24% higher than 3Q18. Our credit portfolio ended the quarter at 23.6 billion, growing 20% in the annual comparison. And if we look at the core portfolio, which includes payroll, vehicle, and credit cards, it increased 25% in 12 months. Our NIM remained strong at 18.5%, and regarding funding, we ended the quarter at 23.3 billion reais, increasing time deposits by 44% in 12 months, representing 52% of total funding. We ended the quarter at 4.8 billion equity, with 15.7% Basel ratio considering the capital increase. Regarding the quarterly results on slide 4, we have some highlights. So in the first chart, in the upper left side, we show the evolution of our NIM, which stood at 18.5% as a result of the strong spread on credit portfolio and gains on credit assignments. The provisions on retail portfolio remain stable, and those related to the runoff portfolio reduced. So we got to a net allowance over the portfolio of 4.3%. Regarding expenses, we had a reduction in origination expenses given the anticipation that we did last quarter, and there was an increase in personnel and administrative expenses, which totaled 365 million reais. There was some one-offs here, for example, the follow-on expenses of 17 million reais and also data processing, in addition to increase in the number of our employees, salary readjustment, and deferred expenditure related to the digital transformation. Income before tax reached 188 million reais in this quarter, and net income totaled 135 million, with a significant increase showing the assertiveness of our strategy. If we look at slide 5, we have the 9-month accumulated results. The NIM stood at 2.9 billion reais, improving over the 9 months of 2018, and net provisions over portfolio reduced from 4.8% to 4.5%. Expenses increased because of the one-off in this quarter that I mentioned, but also following origination growth, new hirings and other investments in technology. Nevertheless, results before tax totaled 480 million reais, reaching 348 million net income in 9 months of 2019, increasing 136% over the same period of 2018. Regarding the ROE on slide 6, we present the accounting base and also the adjusted, both analyzed. The accounting stood at 11.9% in the quarter, improving over the two comparable quarters. And the adjusted metric, which excludes the excess of financial expenses from fixed rate deposits issued between 2005 and 2008, shows a net income of 193 million reais in the quarter. And also, if we adjust the equity by excluding the excess of deferred tax assets, we get to 3.3 billion reais. Thus, the adjusted ROE comes to 23.7% per year in this quarter. These are two simple adjustments of two remaining legacies that properly show the bank's performance in the margin. On the next page, we have the details of our origination. So we granted 1.8 billion reais in this quarter per month, totaling 5.4 billion reais in new credits, increasing 10% over last quarter and 25% over 3Q18. In payroll loans, we reached an average origination of 1 billion reais per month in the quarter, growing 7% in the quarter and 25% in less in 12 months. Vehicle financing got to 470 million reais per month in the quarter, increasing 13% in 3 months and 29% in 12 months. Transactions with our credit cards also increased. They got to 311 million reais per month, showing an increase of 14% in 3 months and 17% in 12 months. We have received in this quarter an average of 550,000 credit requests per month, and we granted credit to an average of 123,000 new clients per month in this quarter. So we ended the quarter with 4.7 million clients under management. On page 8, we show the composition of our credit portfolio. In the first table, we notice that payroll deductible loans remains as the largest portfolio, with almost 13 billion reais, increasing 25% in 12 months. Then we have vehicle financing portfolio at 8.2 billion, advancing 26% year over year. And next comes the declining corporate portfolio with 800 million reais, and also the real estate portfolio with 580 million reais. The credit card portfolio ended the quarter at 953 million, increasing 15% in 12 months. And so we get to the 23.6 billion total retained portfolio, which advanced 5% in 3 months and 20% in 12 months. The originated portfolio, which adds up the portfolio assigned to controlling shareholders, ended the quarter at 32.2 billion reais. On page 9, we present our strategy regarding credit and collection. Since 2017, we have implemented machine learning models to improve credit decisions, analyzing more than 1,000 variables of structured and non-structured data, bringing agility and efficiency on granting credit. Besides that, our clients benefit from a more assertive credit proposal according to their credit profile and personal needs. We have also been working to improve the assertiveness of our credit collection through digital platforms, In this quarter, we recovered 161 million reais through the digital platforms, representing more than 25% of total collection. And this brings more dynamism and customization to negotiations, as well as saving costs. Looking at the 90 days NPL, we have it under control, and our main target is the strong profitability that we have in the overall portfolio. On page 10, we have some details on payroll. Our strategy is to keep being a relevant player focused on federal loans, figuring among the top originators in the INSS loans market. In this quarter, we originated an average of 1 billion reais per month, totaling 3 billion in new credit. Out of those, 93% related to loans and 7% related to credit cards. When we look at the origination breakdown, we continue to have an important concentration in federal risk, 91% represented by federal loans, out of which 62% relates to INSS. The portfolio ended the quarter at 12.9 billion, representing 55% of total portfolio. And we continue to advance in the implementation of our digital formalization platform. This is a revolutionary tool that we have been using to originate credit digitally. We have reached 1.2 billion reais in credit formalized digitally. And these loans, they are signed with facial recognition, making the operation more scalable, safe, and profitable, and represented 25% of the quarter origination. On slide 11, we have details on vehicle financing. The focus is to finance used cars, mainly between 4 and 8 years of use, through multi-brand and single brand dealerships, and also new motorcycles. In motorcycle financing, we are the market leader, excluding captive financing company, and we benefit a lot from the credit knowledge and long-term experience resulting in an excellent performance among low-income young adults. As I mentioned before, we had a monthly average origination of 470 million reais in this quarter. The portfolio continues to increase, ending at 8.2 billion, with an adequate level of loan-to-value and also related to the terms of these loans. In line with the digital transformation, we have an exclusive app with a simulator that allows credit pre-analysis with few pieces of information, providing a lot of agility and a better experience for our commercial partners and to the final customers. An example is that our sales team productivity increased 42% in 12 months. And also, in October, we launched the digital formalization platform for vehicle financing, as we already have for payroll loans, adding more benefits and efficiency to this business. On page 12, we show the evolution of credit cards. We have been improving new credit card sales, boosted by cards without fees. In this quarter, we have issued 172,000 credit cards, increasing 210% in 12 months. This important movement was leveraged by sales actions, performance marketing, improvement in cross-sell analytics and CRM, driving clients to request the credit card directly through our website. We're also scaling the business through digital partners, marketplaces. In this quarter, we added a partnership with MOBA, an important cashback platform with more than 2 million clients. We continue investing in improvement of our credit card app, expanding self-service, financial control features, and expenses monitoring. Since the launch of this app in the third Q18, we have had more than 1 million downloads. The credit card portfolio ended the quarter with a balance of 953 million reais, with a total of 934 million in transactions, growing 14% in 3 months and 17% in 12 months. On page 13, we show the evolution of insurance. We originated a monthly average of $25 million in premiums in the last quarter, following the vehicle origination trend. As for funding, on slide 14, we increased to 23.3 billion reais in this quarter, and funding through time deposits reached 12 billion in September, increasing 44% in the last 12 months, contributing to the diversification of our funding through direct clients and also through distribution platforms. And funding with shareholders represented only 29% of total funding. On slide 15, we have information about capital. Our Basel ratio stood at 15.7%, entirely of CET1, already considering the capital increase of 522 million reais, depending from central bank's approval. And on the last slide, we have some details on the full digital bank that is already available to our employees and a number of clients, and soon will be available to the market in general. This will complete our client approach strategy, which is already well established in the B2B front and gains now a new front in B2C. This will place us at another level of B2C relationship that currently exists basically in the credit card business and on a portion of payroll business. And with the launch of this digital account, our clients will have a complete and integrated banking products and services platform. And we are also building a partnership ecosystem to provide non-banking services to engage even more our clients, improving cross-sell, lifetime value at low acquisition and servicing costs. Besides the current 550K monthly client flow and the 15 million client base that we have proven credit expertise by granting more than 158 billion reais in consumer credit since 2011. We believe that credit is the best attraction and engagement tool, and we have a lot to offer to our clients. With that, we conclude this quarter presentation and make room for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the Q&A by pressing the pound key. Since there seems to be no further questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Inácio Caminha for his final remarks.
Thank you all for the presence. Have a nice day, and see you next quarter.
This concludes Banco Pan's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.